Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting second. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting third. The center fielder, Bernie Nays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Johnny Gill. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hunfield can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive towards first. Clancy catches it and steps on first to double up Gill. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hudlin, and towards Sewell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to second. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to third. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is hit by the pitch. Sewell moves to second. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Krause fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodapp scores. Sewell moves to third. Langford moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship strikes out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunfield hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Gill reaches second base with a double. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nays. Summa reaches second base with a double. Gill scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Summa moves to third. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Summa scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Krause and he is safe. Sewell steals second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0-for-1 in the game. Nays hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Sam Lankford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lankford is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lankford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hunfield. Lankford moves to second. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lind takes first base on ball 4. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin bunts towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. Lankford moves to third. Lind moves to second. One out. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gill hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lankford scores. Lind scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Indians. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy is hit by the pitch. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-1 in the game. Peckinpah hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk, who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. Hodapp scores. It's 6-0, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell strikes out. One out. Sam Lankford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lankford is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lankford hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sewell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, Indians. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lind hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Nays. Hudlin reaches second base with a double. Lind moves to third. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gill hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Lynn scores. Hudlin moves to third. It's 8-0, Indians. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gill. The throw from Krause and he is safe. Gill steals second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hudlin scores. Gill scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 10-0, Indians. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fonseca. The throw from Krause and he is safe. Fonseca steals second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Summa takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly spins and fires to second, and Fonseca is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunfield hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0-for-2 in the game. Nays bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Flaskamper now playing shortstop. Jim Battle now playing third base. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Krause and he is out, Hunfield applying the tag. 2 outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Ray Flaskamper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flaskamper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Ma still now playing center field. Bernie Nays now playing right field. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Langford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hudlin strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lind. The throw from Krause and he is safe. Lind steals second. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gill is hit by the pitch. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got four RBIs. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-2 in the game. Krause hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Krause moves to second. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunfield hits a fly ball into left field. Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Battle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Battle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Battle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Krause and he is out, Flaskamper applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0-for-3 in the game. Nays takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Nays moves to second. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Nays moves to third. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ma still. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Ma still steals second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nays tags and scores. Ma still tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 10-1, Indians. Ray Flaskamper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flaskamper is 0 for 1 in the game. Flaskamper hits a fly ball into left field. Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.